Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, sir, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on ASU's space in the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
What is this? What kind of survey is it?
It's a basic survey on ASU's space in the community, sir. For example, the first question does ask, do you currently live in Boston?
I do.
Oh, great, sir. All right, what would be your zip code of your primary residence?
02135.
Right. What would you say is your gender, male, female, something else?
Male.
All right. And what would you say is your age range? 18 to 29, 30 to 44, 45 to 59, 60 to 74, 75 or older?
45 to 59.
All right. What would you say is your ethnic or racial background?
Asian.
All right. And what would you say is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have a Bachelor of Science.
A bachelor's degree in science? Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Well, these other questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, sir, would you say your physical health is poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Ew. Okay, in general, would you say your mental health is poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Great. All right. And we're interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Would you say never, once per week, a few times a week, every day?
Never. Like, I never have any problems sleeping.
So good. How often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Would you say never, once per week?
Never. You know,
oh.
Once I, when I fell asleep, like, you know, I won't wake up until the morning.
Oh, okay. All right. How often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Would you say never, once per week, a few times a
week? Not at all.
Never? No problem?
Never.
All right. Well, these set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. So during the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by not being able to control worrying? Would you say that bothers you not at all, some days, more than half the days, nearly every day?
Not at all.
Okay. No problem. What about feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge? Do you feel that bothers you not at all, some days, more than half the days, nearly every day?
I feel great.
So not at all. All right. Well, how about having little interest or pleasure in doing things? Would you say that bothers you not at all, some days, more than half the days, nearly every day?
Not at all. Not at all.
All right. Okay. And this one says, feeling down, depressed, or hopeless. Do you feel that bothers you not at all, some days, more than half the days, or
no,
nearly every
not
day?
Not at all.
Not at all? Okay, moving on quickly,
no.
Sir. We just want to ask you a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
No? All right. What about overweight or obesity? Would you say a yes or a no to that, that you've been told by a healthcare professional?
I'm very fit. And
that would be a no.
Told, you know,
okay. What about, no problem. What about a substance use disorder? Have you been told by a healthcare professional that you have that? Would you say a yes or a no?
No.
All right. What about high blood pressure? Would you say a healthcare professional has told you that? Would you say a yes
no.
or a no? Okay. No problem. An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or the like? Would you say a healthcare professional has told you that?
No.
All right. Diabetes? Would you say a healthcare professional has told you that you have any of the following?
Nope.
No? All right, sir. Moving on quickly. Well, here are some questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. I just want you to tell me for the following scenario. I just want you to tell me how likely you think that your neighbor would act. For example, if serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city service, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely is it that your neighbors would come together to do something about it? Would you say very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
I think somewhat likely. Like, you know, our community is very tight.
Somewhat likely, no problem. Well, have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Would you say a yes or a no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And moving on quickly. In the past year, have you ever considered moving away from this community? Would you say a yes or a no?
No. No problem.
Okay. No, okay. Thank you so far for your responses. I want to ask you about the extent which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. For example, people of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers. Would you say you disagree or you agree with that?
I trust my, you know, the community law enforcement.
Okay, so would you say you agree or disagree with that, sir?
I think I agree.
Agree. Would you say strongly or somewhat agree?
So you asking me, like, you know, if I trust law enforcement, right?
Yes, I'm asking if people of your racial group can trust law enforcement officers. I was asking if you...
Totally agree. Totally agree.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
What?
Strongly agree or somewhat agree? I'm sorry.
Oh, very strongly.
Oh, okay. What about this one? So law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Disagree? Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? All right. And what about this one? During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Can you say it again?
Yes, let me read it again. No problem. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I think I disagree.
Disagree, no problem. Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
All right, what about this? People of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I strongly agree with that.
Oh, okay. And what about this one? Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. What about this one? In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Okay. Would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Strongly agree? No problem. All right. And moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know as well, is law enforcement officers have the best interests of people of my racial group in mind? Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, no problem. All right. What about this one, sir? People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I think I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, no problem. All right. What about this one, sir? Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all. So would you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
No problem. And moving on quickly, sir, what we would like to know is, I just want you to answer these questions with a yes or a no. I'll be quick. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Never.
No? All right.
No.
What about this one? Police or law enforcement ever stop and search any of your friends or family members for no reason? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
No? No problem. What about this one? Have police or law enforcement ever been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members? Would you say yes or a no to that?
No.
No? No problem. All right, sir. Moving on quickly. Well, these next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood have felt unfairly treated by police. Well, have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, especially because of your race? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
No? No problem. Moving on quickly, sir. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
No. All right. And have you ever felt that the police stopped or followed you just because of your racial background? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
No? No problem. All right. And has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
No? All right. And moving on quickly, sir. Well, we're now interested in an extent and nature of your contact with police or law enforcement. I'll be quick as well, sir. So have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Would you say a yes or a no to them?
You mean past 6 months or, like, you know, like...
I'm sorry?
Like past 6 months or, like, you know, what time range? Like, you know,
well, the survey doesn't indicate, sir. I was just asking. But from what you recall currently right now, would you say that, have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement?
I was contacted by, you know, some police recruitment, you know, team, you know, about my neighbor trying to, like, you know, apply for, like, you know, job. So, like, you know, I had an interview, like, you know, how about, like, you know, this neighbor and stuff. But that's the only thing, like, I had.
Oh, okay. Well, no problem, sir. No problem. Well, what about this one? Have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I'll say yes.
All right. And moving on, sir. Have you ever been arrested? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Never.
Okay. And have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
How far can I consider, like, you know, friend? Because, you know, I play ice hockey, and then, like, you know, even if I play, like, you know, somebody I don't know, like, you know, they're like so many assholes, right? And then, like, you know, some of them, like, get arrested because of some aggressive action, and then, but I don't know if I consider them as a friend or not.
Well, that's okay, sir. That's okay. Well, moving on. Have any of your friends or family members been arrested in the last year? Would you say a yes or a no?
The close, like, friend, like, no.
No, no problem, no. All right. And have any of your friends or family members ever been incarcerated in jail or prison? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I would say no.
No, no problem. All right. And moving on, sir. Well, these questions that I'm going to ask are for respondents who have had contact with police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions as yes or no, sir. I'll be very quick, okay? So, it says, have the police or law enforcement ever assumed you were a thief? Would you say a yes or a no?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
No. Oh, okay. What about this one? Have the police or law enforcement ever arrested you for something you didn't do? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
Okay. And have the police or law enforcement been physically abusive to you? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
All right. Have they pulled you over for no reason while you were driving? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
All right. And have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched you for no reason? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
All right. And have the police or law enforcement ever followed you for no reason while you were walking or driving? Would you say a yes or a no to that? Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm sorry, have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abusive to you?
No.
Okay. Have the police or law enforcement ever accused you of having or selling drugs?
No.
All right. And have the police or law enforcement treated you unfairly because of how you dress? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
All right. Moving on quickly, sir. Thank you so far for your responses. We're moving on quickly. Thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, I just want you to tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement, sir. For example, the first one says, I try not to remember and think about this incident. Would you agree or disagree to that?
I disagree with that.
Disagree, no problem. Would you say strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Strongly disagree, no problem. What about this one? Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
Can you say?
Yes. It says, thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, other events in your life caused you to think about the experience with the police. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree with that.
Mm-hmm. Strongly or somewhat, sir?
Somewhat.
Sorry?
Somewhat.
Oh, okay. What about this one? I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Say that again?
I think about having been stopped, even when I do not mean to. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree with that.
All right. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about this one? My feelings about this incident are kind of numb. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
Did you say the numb? Like, you know, the N-U-M-B.
N-U-M-B, yes. N as in Nancy, U, M as in Mike.
No, I disagree.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. All right, what about this one? Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right. What about this one, sir? Reminders.
I have a question. I gotta leave soon. So, like, how much more questions do you have?
Oh, we're almost done, sir. I promise, we're almost done. We're at
65. You mean like how long? Like, you know,
like
that,
3 minutes.
Okay, 3 minutes.
I'll be quick. So, reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble breathing, nausea, or a pounding heart. Would you say you agree or disagree to that?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, and I try not to talk about the time I was stopped. Would you say you agree or disagree to that?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Sorry. Okay, moving on quickly, sir. All right, sir. Well, I just want you to tell me to the extent would you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that have happened since your encounter with the police. Would you say that your friends have treated you with more respect? Would you say you agree or disagree to that?
I agree. Strongly.
Okay. Strongly. Okay. What about this one? People are more uncomfortable around me. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And people have used the fact that I was stopped to hurt me. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Right. Because of my previous contact with police, my relationships with family members are strained. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat? Oh, okay. I feel like I can't make any mistakes. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay. And the last one for this section says, people have been less willing to help me in my everyday life. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
You mean general community?
General people.
They do help me, so like, I agree, right?
Oh, would you say somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly.
Strongly agree. All right, moving on quickly, sir. Just tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know, sir. For example, the behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
It's a hard question because I don't have any, like, younger people, like, in my neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay, sir. In that case, that's okay. What about this? I am likely to call the police when in need. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Agree? Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly? What about this one? Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Agree? Strongly? Oh, okay. And law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there. Would you say you agree or disagree with this?
I strongly agree with that.
Okay. And I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with a noticeable law enforcement presence. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, no problem. And law enforcement has made my community feel safer. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I strongly agree with that.
Strongly agree. All right, moving on quickly, sir. Well, these are the last questions, sir. What is your current employment status? Would you say you are self-employed, you're a homemaker, employed, a student, retired, or?
I'm full-time, like, you know, the working
you're employed.
For, like, a company.
Oh, okay, sir. All right. And what would you say is your current marital status? Would you say you're married, separated, widowed, divorced, single, or cohabiting outside of marriage?
I'm living with a partner, but we are not married.
Oh, okay. No problem. All right. And moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know as well is how many children do you have?
We don't have children.
No children. No problem. And how many adults 18 and over live in your household?
Two.
Okay. Including yourself, right? No problem.
Yes.
All right. And what would you say is your household's total income from all sources? Like, would you say it's under $20,000, between 20 to 50, 50 to 80, 80 to 120, 120?
The between myself and my partner, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your total house, your household.
I would say over 200.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. No problem. All right. And how long have you lived in Boston, sir? Would you say 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7 years? 8 to 15 years.
This is my 24th year.
24th?
21st.
21st. Oh, great. Great, great, sir. And what best describes your current living situation? Would you say you're a homeowner or you're a renter or you're living
I live in a condo, I own.
So you are a homeowner?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No problem, sir. And have you ever lived in public housing in Boston? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
No. Okay. No problem. And these last questions, sir. Can you tell me the names of two of the streets that cross closest to your home? For example, if you live in Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, you can say Main Street and Elm Street. And can you give me the
name? I live in Olson Street.
Olson? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, no problem. All right, sir. And, well, is that, near the intersection of another street?
No, this is just on, Olson. Near the Washington, intersection.
Okay, no problem. Near Washington intersection. All right, sir. All right, sir. Well, in that case, would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experiences with and perceptions in Boston police for a $50 gift card? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Not for now.
No? No problem. All right, sir. Well, in that case, that completes the survey. So we are giving out a $10 gift card. If you want, you can go ahead and provide me your phone number and email address so we can send this out to you.
Oh, cool. My phone number here is 617.
Uh-huh.
642. And 7033.
All right. Do you have an email address?
My email is YTAKESHIMA and yahoo.com.
I'm just going to verify that quickly. Y is in yellow, then take, which is T as in Thomas, A-K-E.
Yep.
Then S as in Sam, H,
yep.
I, M as in Mike,
yep.
A yahoo.com.
That's right.
Great, sir. Well, that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your patience and time.
Okay.
Have a nice day. Thank you, sir.
And bye-bye.
Have a nice day. Thank you, sir. Bye.